Don't adjust your radial dial. That sound you're hearing is sound healer Frank DiCristina playing his Tibetan sound bowls. You may be wondering, what is a sound healer? Or even, what is a Tibetan sound bowl? I visited Frank at his home office to hear and feel what this sound healing is all about.
Sound as a healing instrument and a meditation instrument has been around since the Aborigine. It goes back to didgeridoos and log drums and rattles, whistles.
Science has come a long way since the time of the Aborigines using didgeridoos to heal illnesses. Scientists now know that all cells emit sound as part of their metabolic process. Over time, cells become imprinted with disruptive frequencies, meaning that the natural sound that cells have are changed by toxic substances, emotional traumas, or exposure to technology and pollution. Sound healing uses outside sound frequencies to detoxify cells and reharmonize them back to their natural state.
I'm letting your body do what it's naturally supposed to do and let you go to a state that you're not normally in when you're conscious, that you should be when you're unconscious, meaning sleeping. But the problem is, it was so bombarded with all of the iPhones, big screen TVs and cell phones and all this stuff, we're not getting the rest, the relaxation, the healing we need. What I do is help bring you there.
Sound is measured in waves or frequencies. Different sounds produce different frequencies. For example, a dog whistle is at a low frequency that human ears cannot hear. During our waking state, the normal brain frequency is beta, but sound tools can help the brain move into deeper brainwave frequencies, alpha and theta. These frequencies produce meditative and peaceful states, clarity of mind, and stronger intuition. Studies have shown a range of health benefits resulting from sound healing techniques, including effective pain alleviation for people suffering from Parkinson's and cancer, depression and stress reduction, and an increase in immune cell function.
Dr. Oz had a woman on about a month ago, and she was doing singing bowl treatments on the Dr. Oz show. You know, this isn't the silver bullet that, you know, it's going to cure all. It's just that we're using natural frequencies to allow the body to do natural things. I have a background in audio recording, audio engineering. I got more into this in 2004. My wife and I, we started selling singing bowls.
And those are the bowls you have here, the
Tibetan singing bowls, correct.
Do you know the history of the Tibetan sound bowls at all?
Goes back thousands of years. Started out very simple. The monks used them. That's what they ate out of. The reason they were metal is because they needed something durable. Somewhere along the lines, they started playing them, and then the whole meditation bit came out of it. And that's what originally started was meditation. The sound healing came a little later.
Authentic Tibetan sound bowls are handmade from 7 sacred metals. During production, monks infuse the bowls with prayers and blessings in the form of ceaseless chanting until the bowls are completed. Bowls are typically played by being struck by a mallet to produce a basic pitch.
I'll play one for you. And then what I can do is I can use a mallet. Somebody approached me, it's typically at an expo. They get on the table, I get them comfortable. We do a little bit of a deep breathing meditation just to get them to relax. I place an eye pillow over them so they're not, you know, don't have the blinding lights in their face. Place pillows and stones on the body, and then the bowls. You get in and you're like in a cocoon of bowls.
I wanted to experience the cocoon of bowls firsthand, so Frank gave me a mini sound healing treatment. I laid on his massage table surrounded by about 20 Tibetan singing bowls that Frank rang throughout the session. The bowls vibrated throughout my entire body even after the session was finished. To have your own sound healing experience, or to learn more about the science of sound, visit Frank DiCristina's website, www.gratefuldowsing.com. For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSell.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.